This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it.
You are in time for a great interview that we are about to have with Nomsa Ntelego, who is the CEO and co-founder and director of artificial intelligence company called Amathuba AI. Good morning, Nomsa. Welcome to The Main Switch.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thanks. Welcome to The Main Switch. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So, the company was founded in 2020. This is Amathuba AI, and it is a Pan-African company that seeks to change the lives of people through AI technology. So please, will you elaborate for our listeners who and what Amathuba AI is?
Thank you very much for giving us a platform to speak this morning. So Amathuba is an aggregator of AI technology in Africa. Our vision is really to advance the African culture and humanity through the assimilation of artificial technology. So we hope to do this by changing the African narrative through our progressive technology. You know, so that's what Amathuba is all about. You know, in simpler terms, you think of your Amazon or you think of your Takealot. Takealot does not have its products really, but it has a number of products by a number of suppliers. What it has is a beautiful platform and a trusted platform where customers can come and get products, you know, from Takealot. So that's what Amathuba is all about.
I love that. Take back humanity through technology. I really like that. So what prompted this? What did you guys see a gap or something in before you guys decided to take this decision?
So if you think about work in this current era, we as people are working very hard. You know, you find that a mother would be waking up at 4 a.m., getting home at 9 p.m. So we thought that to say, what is it that technology can do to change that or the lives of humans? So we're saying that let us use technology to advance humans and to help humans in a sense that if, for instance, my work has a lot of repetitive tasks and I'm spending a lot of time behind a computer and with lots of Excel, you know, how about we use RPA, for instance, to automate those tasks? And as a human being, then I can focus on human-related aspects or human-related things, focus on customer service, and have time to spend with my family because I've automated those types of tasks. So this is what taking back humanity through technology is all about. It's really about giving us time to do the things that we really love and things that are really human.
Okay. And what industries do you operate in?
So with AI, we can operate in any industry per se. But some of the industries that we are having conversations and putting solutions in, it is in the healthcare, in your mining space, your insurance, your telecoms, your manufacturing companies. So it's really about, you know, looking at what is it in an organization that we can automate and how can we save the time, you know, for the company.
And how we do...
We use AI or RPA or machine learning to do exactly that.
Oh, okay. And how do we as the public and even students get involved, even as resellers and developers?
So there's quite a number of ways that students and public can get involved, really. Mm-hmm. In a sense that we're always on the lookout for AI innovators or AI innovations, specifically RPA, which we believe is a game changer where AI is concerned. You know, we also are in the market for affiliate partners and value-added resellers. So these are the people that can be trained to deliver the solution across the African continent. What is critical, though, for students is that they need to be on the lookout for, you know, new skills where technology is concerned. You know, so that's basically what, you know, how students can get involved. You know, they can get in touch with us and we can have conversations around, you know, what innovation have they developed? What is it that they want to develop? you know, and we can take those development or that innovation and take it into the market. Most of the time, if you think about it, developers do not have interest of dealing with business. They want to focus on what they do best, which is development.
Yeah.
But we are business people who understand business processes and what businesses want or need where technology is concerned. So we bridge that gap between a developer and the customer, because the customer wants to have just one purchase order instead of dealing with a number of purchase orders from different suppliers.
So, Nomsa, as the CEO and co-founder of an artificial intelligence company, how does it feel dominating industries that are considered as boys' clubs?
So just to correct, I am the COO at Amatuba AI and a board member.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. So in terms of how do I feel with regards to dominating the industries, so for me it's about opening doors for more young people in the STEM space. People like me need to know that it is possible and doable to achieve our wildest dreams if we put our minds to it. It has been exciting, though, I must say, because I've been in the same space with great minds. You know, I've done work for big companies that have trusted us to do work for them. So what I bring in the table is a skill and my intellect. I don't look at the fact that I'm a woman. I'm a professional first, and then I'm a woman. You know, if people can just look at that to say, yes, we're professionals who happen to be women, then the conversation will change altogether. And the other thing is, as women, we need to walk into our greatness and purpose. We should never wait for permission for someone to tell us, no, be great, be a woman, and make a change in this particular space or particular platform.
We have great brains
and intellect to do exactly that.
I agree with you 100%. And just before I let you go, Nomsa, please tell us about your involvement in this year's AI Expo Africa.
So the AI Expo Africa is the largest B2B AI and RPA trade. So it's a conference that is uniting a number of suppliers. So what we're doing, Amatuba will have a booth that will showcase our product, which is quite exciting. So the idea is to position our brand as a player of AI in the African continent. You know, our aim is to lead the industry and ensure that Africa takes advantage of AI technology. So if you think AI, you need to think Amatuba AI. That's the idea that we want to do, really.
Yeah. And how do we reach you, finally? How do we reach you?
Okay, you can find us at amatubaai.com.
Okay.
We are available on all social media platforms through LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, as well as... what is the other one? Yes, we are available on our social media platform.
Right.
Also, I'm available on email, nomsa@amatuba-ai.com.
It's nomsa@amatuba-ai.com.
All right.
Nomsa, thank you so much for having this conversation with us, and we wish you all the best in the exhibition in September.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or streams via www.vofm.co.za.